Okay, the next thing on the agenda is the newsline update. Kathy, do you mind reading that for us?
Newsline update for this quarter was written by Jamie Ritchie. She's currently the NFB Newsline coordinator. It's fall, which means crisp air, cozy sweaters, hot cider, and another quarterly report for NFB Newsline. Here's how engagement stacked up as we moved from summer to autumn. As summer leaves fell, our subscribers' base stayed strong and kept growing. We ended summer with 2,179 subscribers and welcomed 19 new ones across August, September, and October. It's great to have so many new leaves added to the tree. On the phone lines, activity was steady with a few brisk gusts. August brought 504 calls, averaging over 19 minutes each, and totaling 53,833 minutes. In September, call volume peaked at 678, with slightly shorter calls averaging 16.3 minutes, pushing usage to just under 65,000 minutes. October saw 435 calls averaging 17.5 minutes for a total of 7,621 minutes. Local call rates range from 36 to 50% across the 3 months. Online reading layered up for cooler days with steady online sessions and indoor pocket deliveries. In August, users launched 6,528 web sessions and accessed content 83,917 times, including over 20,000 in your pocket deliveries. Perfect for busy end of summer schedules. September saw an impressive 90,893 total accesses, with 3,064 in your pocket sessions. Activity tapered in October, but remained steady with 6,629 total online interactions, including over 3,000 web sessions and 2,535 pocket deliveries. Still a go-to tool as fall routine settled in. Excuse me. Nebraska-specific content continued to lead with subscribers checking the latest Huskers headlines. Local newspaper reads topped 6,700 in August, fell slightly in September, and bounced back to 6,761 in October. Readers also made steady use of national newspapers, breaking news, and TV listings, with additional engagement in international news, local weather, and emergency alerts, and magazines. On average, users access content every 4 to 9 minutes, depending on the month. Behind the scenes, we're ranking out glitches with a new cloud phone system. This new system is designed to improve speed, stability, and user experience. All subscribers were emailed the details, but if you'd like instructions on how to try it out and offer feedback, let me know. I'll be happy to send the test number and checklist. As a board member for the National Federation of the Blind, I've had the opportunity to serve as a national representative of state conventions. It's been exciting to see how other affiliates run their NFB Newsline programs. Some host monthly Zoom Q&As. Others hold creative contests to encourage readership. I'm bringing home fresh ideas we can explore here in Nebraska as we head into a new year. If you have questions or suggestions, I'm always happy to connect. As we approach the holiday season, don't forget to check NFB Newsline for store circulars and great deals. Wishing you a joyous, safe, and cozy November.
Thank you, Kathy. Okay. The next thing we have is client assistance program, complaints or issues. Anything new with that? Okay.
Yay.
Moving on to new business. First thing on there is date, time, location, and focus topics for 2026 board meetings. The February and July ones are done in Lincoln, and the November one is obviously in Omaha. And then the May one is usually somewhere out west, so that way we can kind of, you know, include them and broaden our horizons, so to speak. So, suggestions on our February meeting. I'm assuming we're still going to do it Lincoln, but that's certainly up for grabs. Thoughts on that, anyone?
Do we want it the 7th, is that?
Maybe the first.
The first Saturday is the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So do we want to do February 7th?
Fine with me.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And are we doing this in Lincoln, I assume?
Yeah, Lincoln's fine, unless somebody wants to go someplace else.
Yeah.
It would be nice to go back up to maybe Columbus or Norfolk.
We usually do February in Lincoln because of weather possibilities.
Yeah.
Right.
The one in May is usually...
May's up for grabs.
Yeah. Okay. And February also is when we do our annual review for Carlos. So that's usually our focus topic.
That's May.
My bad. Sorry. I am still trying to wake up, I guess.
Just give me three more months.
I don't know, Carlos. Do you deserve that?
Time's fine.
Do we have an idea as far as a focus topic for the February meeting? Anything in particular that the board is interested in hearing about?
Well, I was kind of wondering about maybe having someone and talk. Someone come see, I'm still half asleep too. Come and talk to us about the client assistance program, even though we haven't really had a lot of complaints or anything. Maybe people would be interested in knowing about the program, how we work with, how the agency works with client assistance. Would that be something that...
So we can ask the director to come and talk.
Is that something the board's cool with?
Sure.
Okay.
It would be... Well, she lives in Omaha. We can ask, because we usually meet on Saturdays, and we don't know if she's going to come on Saturday. But we'll
ask.
Yep.
Okay. The next meeting would be typically in May. First Saturday, I'm seeing, as May 2nd.
No can do?
Okay.
It's the NFB convention.
Okay. The next Saturday after that would be the 9th.
Is that Mother's Day?
Yes.
That's
Mother's Day.
What about the end of April?
We could do that too. The previous Saturday would be the 25th.
That's technically Arbor Day, isn't it? No, that's Saturday, so you're talking.
Travels with you, though.
Huh?
Travels would be on Arbor Day.
Yeah. Yeah, we have overtime issues.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, also, that is technically the same quarter.
Yeah.
Although, we do that with July.
May 16th.
May 16th. Would that work for people? I just saw that on my
calendar. So, it could be done.
What time is the chapter meeting? In the afternoon?
10 a.m.
Yeah, it starts at 10.
Usually about an hour after they start.
You want to see about a Friday in May?
We could, but we usually do the Friday for the July one. So that way we can include the wages people.
Man. I think Friday would be fine if people could do it. If jobs wouldn't prevent them from coming.
I know I'd have to request the day off, but
yeah,
it's
me too.
Not a problem.
But I only play organ that day, so.
Would the 15th work for people? It's Friday.
Linda, do you know when your school is out for the school year?
It may be out by then.
No, we're not out till the end of the month.
Okay.
That or the next Saturday would be the 23rd.
I believe that's the week of the Sosa summer.
Oh, okay. Well, uh-huh. Could we do something in conjunction with that?
Tell me what's wrong with Mother's Day weekend again.
What if anybody was traveling? I don't know.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's up to you.
It wouldn't be a problem for me, but, you know, I don't know about others.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem for me.
Well, it would be a, well, no, meeting on Saturday.
Yeah. Unless we did on Friday. Is that going to be a problem for you?
No, I mean, I... Mother's Day is on Sunday, the meeting's on Saturday. Yeah.
So everybody okay with the second Saturday?
The 9th. Everybody okay with that?
Yep.
Okay.
And where, what's the location?
That would be a good question.
That's the up for grabs one.
Exactly. Sorry, not Scott's Bluff this time.
No.
Yeah.
One beat.
Well,
I resign.
He's never been here
Maybe we could do Bellevue. We haven't done Bellevue yet.
And Bellevue sounds delightful.
Both
yeah,
Patty and like Miguel that. Will be in Bellevue.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Linda would like Columbus, too.
Sure, but hey.
We had Columbus a few years ago.
We did.
Columbus. Well, in general... The one in May is usually not Omaha or Lincoln or
right.
It's way out there somewhere.
Yeah, because the weather is nicer, so.
Well, you can do Columbus again.
They're a part of the community, too.
Right. Could be Grand Island.
Quite a few blind people in Columbus that might.
Lexington has a large population of consumers we serve, and they do have a nice like hotel accommodation we could do there.
But we're talking about getting back later then.
I mean, it's 2.5 hours from Lincoln.
We've driven farther.
To go where?
Lexington.
Lexington.
I mean, it doesn't even sound
good.
Don't
matter to me, I've probably retired.
Anywhere but Scott's Bluff,
good. Is everyone okay with Lexington?
Yeah. It's 3.5 for me, but that's okay.
And that is where we dissect Carlos.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind.
2 months, minimum.
Now, the next one we usually do towards the end of July / beginning of August, and it's usually on a Friday. When is wages this next
Yes. The last day of wages will be July 31st.
Okay. So do we want to do July 31st so we can incorporate with their banquet like we like to do? Like
yes.
We've done the last few years?
Yeah,
yes.
I think that's
okay.
I like that.
Sure.
And then thereby I'm assuming we're going to do it in Lincoln again.
Mm-hmm.
Topic. A couple ideas I have. We've been done a lot of work with John Olson. And, you know, his various, you know, works and everything. Didn't know if that was something that we might want to invite him to come down and talk to us about, or another idea. I know we do a lot of work, do some work with the job center that's been brought up. Possibility might be to, like, bring someone from there in, and just some ideas that I have.
They're both good ideas, I think.
What's the budget for that? Because John would be...
Yeah, he'd be flying to New York.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think he'd charge us, but, you know, that would be a lot to ask of him, so...
Oh, well, absolutely. His transportation, his lodging.
Right.
I mean, unless he'd want to do it on Zoom.
Well, he could do that.
That also would be his possibility. Thoughts? I mean, and again, those are just suggestions.
They're good suggestions, because I don't have any.
Is
there anything, Patty, as the newest commissioner, you'd want to know about that maybe we
yeah,
all pretty much do? I'm just asking because I know when I first became a commissioner, there were a couple things I wanted
yeah.
to hear about.
Well, to be honest, my whole life has been parallel to this.
Okay.
You know, where I worked and, you know, it's the, it functions side by side, you know.
Any other, any preference on one or the other? I mean, technically, we still got to figure out November's
duties. Unless Miguel wants to talk about his new duties at the Stratcom, and how that's going, the new cafeteria.
That would be interesting.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
I could do that. I mean, it would be quite a good time for me to
Well, this would be July, so I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I have quite a bit
yeah.
of time to
adjusting
to adjusting.
It.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't be until when?
July 1st.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought maybe we would
maybe have that in November next
yeah,
year.
In yeah, in November because wages pretty much. I loved it the way they did it, and they took. We didn't have to have anything from us. The wages program put it on for us, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we also, I mean,
we
can't exactly do that every year, like have them present to us every year. So.
Wait, why not? Because they're all new every time.
True, but the program itself isn't all that new, and if we coincide with their banquet, then we're going to be hearing a lot of that anyways.
Yeah, the banquet.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a bad idea, I'm just...
Yeah. I thought it was really great the way they did it, and had time to talk with them because at the banquet they can talk, but we can't interact with them there.
Okay. So, do we want to do wages again for the July meeting?
Yeah, I would like to go to the wages because I enjoy.
Well, I mean, I
yeah, but do we want wages as a focus topic?
Have it be the focus topic? Okay. I don't have a problem with that.
I'm sorry. What, Carlos?
Have the focus topic be transition or just wages?
I would say transition then. So I think that's a good.
Yeah, I think
a bit broader.
Transition, including wages.
You can combine them.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Transition. And then November.
That would be McGill.
Well, I'm looking at the date first. Looks like November 7th is the first Saturday. So is that cool with everybody?
Yep. That would be back in Omaha.
Yep.
Would you be open to not having the meeting in this building?
Yeah.
It's kind of difficult for people to have to rely on getting in the front door when it's
locked. Right. I would think that would be fine.
Yeah, I felt bad being left out in the cold because
yeah, I was
what?
Too.
Nobody's
and it's. It's not real convenient for the public.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Especially.
Parking,
yeah.
And maybe we could find a hotel in Bellevue somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, Bellevue is close to Omaha, so.
Now we could just meet in Bellevue. That'd make Patty happy.
Yeah, no travel.
I will.
So, Omaha/Bellevue, depending on where we can find. Focus topic is Miguel's work.
And where is the meeting in May?
May
Lexington.
Is
What's
Lexington.
That?
Lexington, okay. That's what I thought, okay.
Rather than call it in November, Miguel's work, just call it cafeteria.
Sandy's up to it.
Speaking in general terms, I wasn't actually thinking official title, but
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cafeteria.com. Okay, do we have a motion to have this as our meetings for next year?
I motion for the next four meetings to be as discussed, and is that also topics or just the meetings?
I mean, we can do all
dates and topics.
Do it all.
Okay.
Thing if you want.
Okay. So meetings and topics.
Dates.
As discussed for the dates.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. We'll do a roll call vote. Miguel.
Aye.
Cheryl.
Aye.
I say aye. say aye as well. Patty?
Aye.
And Linda?
Aye.
Okay. So those are our dates, locations, and topics for next year's meetings. Next thing we have on the agenda is public comment. Are there any questions, comments, concerns from the public?
Yeah, I can't keep my mouth shut at the gym. I did it the first time, but I can't do it this time.
That's fine.
If you need a mic, you want me to yell?
Here, you can bring it. You can have this one.
All right, I can yell.
You sound good right here.
Yeah, but it's
recording. It's got to be recording.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Question for Carlos. In your report, you had suggested that the Attorney General, when being approached regarding the blind merchants' request for state licensing agencies to jump on the bandwagon to help with the vending issue, you suggested that the Attorney General came back and said Nebraska wouldn't be able to benefit or something to that effect.
Right.
Has the agency thought about, or is there any way to, quote-unquote, appeal that decision? Because in my view, it doesn't make any sense. And then we have something else after this.
Yeah, the agency doesn't have those appeal rights.
Well, no, I didn't say, yeah.
No, I know, but it's good to clarify that. The consumers will have to do it, or if the cafeteria or one of the federal, one of the military facilities gets affected, then I can get more involved. But at this point, we in Nebraska, we are doing okay. That doesn't mean that in the future we will be affected. But that's the reasoning of the Attorney General's office, that there's no reason for us to do anything because our blind vendors on the military facilities are not being affected. In fact, we were approached to renew the contract.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The other thing I had, you were thinking about a meeting not in this building, which it makes sense to me. What you might want to consider is, if you're looking for a central location, a building might be central, it might not. I can think of a hotel just off of 72nd and I-80, at the Comfort Inn over there on 72nd River, which is fairly central, right off the interstate, and easy to get to. So you might want to put that in your back pocket. Give that some thought. That's all I have.
Well, the crackling speaker was distracting.
Yeah. All right. Any other questions, comments, concerns from the general public? Okay, hearing none. Next thing on the agenda is executive session. We need to discuss a survey that we were talked about at our May meeting. To make some final decisions on. So, at this case, it is 11:04. I'm going to put us in agenda to exit general session and ask everyone else to leave.
Okay, who
I move
to
we. I move
yes,
we
sorry,
go into executive session.
Thank you. Do we have a second? Okay. We have moved and seconded. Thank you.
Who seconded that?
I'm sorry?
Who seconded?
Cheryl.
Yeah, me.
Cheryl.
I missed that too.
Sorry. Yeah, couldn't be.
So it's been moved and seconded. We'll do roll call vote. Miguel?
Aye.
Cheryl?
Aye.
I saw you as well. Patty?
Aye.
And Linda?
Aye.
All right.
How did we get out?